Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
WEEI Afternoons on a frosty football Friday, a Patriots Friday. That means we're going to go to the guest line at 3:30 and talk to our guy, Mike Giardi, which means the best phone hit intro in the business.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. I just realized listening to that open, there's a cut in there that seems very appropriate, but in a different sense this time. What do you get by keeping Bill Belichick around? Probably a question they're asking themselves in North Carolina this week.
Yep. Hey, I feel like you and I have been aligned on that.
What a debacle,
Mike.
Huh?
Oh, just, I mean, it's kind of like you didn't see this coming, huh? Did you vet the guy at all? Did you talk to anybody in the NFL circles before you hired the guy?
No, it's a big splashy hire, right? Like, hey, you ran out of Mac Brown, not the Mac Brown of Texas, but like he still won games at North Carolina, a basketball school first. He was still winning games and getting good football players, like the number 3 overall pick in the draft 2 years ago in Drake May.
Yep.
And they ran him out. They ran a bunch of the players out. But one of the best parts about this, or not best parts, but like when you go back and like you read the reporting on it, like how they fired everybody when they first got there, and then they had to hire some people back because they didn't know how to recruit.
Oh.
They didn't know how you like book tickets and things like that. And well, even then, clearly they didn't get the message because they've screwed that up too. But like it just, absolute debacle. And, the kids are all getting completely screwed there. I mean, the program is in the toilet right now.
Can I follow up on this?
Absolutely.
Just keep it going. You're rolling. What do you think, everybody's reading into, of course, those statements that they both put out on Wednesday night. I don't know how through the first 5 weeks, they have 7 more games, Mike. Do you see this thing lasting to the end of the season, or do you think they part ways before?
So an interesting part of this, when all the stuff came up now about the recruiting violations, so now the school knows, and some people at the school might have been the ones that blew the whistle. So you start to think about like, okay, well, can they negotiate the buyout down from $20 million? But the longer that they keep this going, like you can't then turn around at the end of the year, fire them and say, well, a big reason we're firing them is because of the recruiting violations. Well, you've known about it. So unless they're saying like there's, you got to go through due process here or whatever, like it would seem to me this is something that would have to happen sooner rather than later if they want to, get out of some of, if not all of the money.
Yeah.
Plan regarding the maintenance of Christian Gonzalez, because yesterday he's on, or rather limited at practice, and all of a sudden there was an explosion. It was like, oh no, is he hurt again? Has it been tweaked? You have Ben Volen saying today that it was re-injured. And of course the secondary coach says, no, this is all part of the plan. What do you know about all this?
Yeah, news to me. I think news to a lot of people, if this was the plan. And obviously last week, when reporters were allowed to view, and again, we don't really get to see very much, there wasn't any of this sort of thing going on. And now this week it changes. So it does make you wonder whether or not, you know, there's something happening there. I mean, from a broader perspective in terms of what they were the coach was talking about yesterday, it does make sense to not, like, okay, we just went through this thing where you missed whatever it was, 7 weeks or 8 weeks of time. Like, do we really need to push it at all times during practice and those sorts of things? But again, like, the fact that it wasn't a thing last week and it became a thing later in this week does sort of, you know, put your antenna up.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, here on WEEI Afternoons. Mike, I feel like the big question of this week is trap game, letdown, trust factor. Do you trust the Patriots to go on the road and win a game that they're supposed to win against a supposedly inferior team? Do you trust them?
I think so.
That was a long pause. Like,
well, no, because it's one of those things. Like, they're starting to get me to trust them, right? To go up to rebound from a slow start against Carolina and just run them out the building, right? Then to go into Buffalo, hang tough with them, and then obviously, as we know, you know, take a 10-point lead and then the 2-minute drive to win the game. Like, so they're starting to build that trust. I still look at the roster. I've been saying this for years now, but like, I still look at the roster and go, yeah, they need more players. They don't have enough players. So like, is it all grabbing hold and what Mike's teaching and preaching? You know, are we getting the proof of concept and now guys are buying in even more and you know, you're about to take that next step? I don't know. Like, this is it's kind of a sneaky big game in the sense of that, right? Like, prove to me that you are worthy of my trust. Prove to me that you are taking the coaching. And, you know, Vrabel has been very clear, I think, this week, and sort of the message he sent to the players, like, you guys haven't done anything yet. Like, these are the games that we have to win if we want to get to where we want to go. So, yeah, I think it's a fascinating game, and I'm really curious to see how it plays. I'm not one that says they need to win by 25 points. Like, mm-hmm. As far as I'm concerned, just win the game. You know, like, that's the point you are. And we know it's hard to win in this league and all that. But, like, just, yeah, show me that this didn't go to your head and that there is this level of, hey, they're a bad team, and we're gonna snuff out a bad team, even if it's on the road.
It's so true, Mike. I mean, you got to validate last week's win with a win, because their defense is like dead last in DVOA. Their offense is down at the bottom of a lot of metrics. So I hear you 100% on that. Let me ask you about one of the kind of the biggest concerns, and when you consider going into the season, it was supposed to be kind of something they hung their hat on, and that's the running game. You know, the offensive line is getting a lot of love for its pass protection, but the Patriots rank dead last in the NFL in rushing EPA, and they're doing a lot of their rushing attempts are to the left side of the line, where those two guys, you know, the two rookies, are getting a lot of love again for their pass protection. What do you see? You know, how important is this running game that it gets going? They've lost Antonio Gibson, of course, to an injury last week. It feels like that's got to be something that just has to get better if this offense wants to go where it needs to go.
Yeah, I mean, you lose your best runner, right? Gibson was your best running back last year. He's been your best running back this year. And now not to have him certainly adds another layer to the challenge of getting this running game going. What's interesting, and you know, I kind of did a deeper dive on this yesterday and that, you know, digging up some numbers, like, they're actually 13th, I believe, in yards before contact. So what essentially that means is your offensive line has generally done a pretty good job, a better than average job of creating space, and the runners aren't doing their part, which is why I think I've talked to you about the Trevion Henderson thing. Like, everybody wants, like, yeah, let it go. So we saw it in August, and you're thinking, like, this guy's going to be a stud. And I'm not ruling that he's still not, you know, I still believe he can be a stud, but, like, he's still learning, and he's not been patient enough, or something, you know, he's moving too fast, yep. And you run into contact and those sorts of things. So, and then I think Ramondre, the you know, the conundrum between, because of the fumbling, is that there are times, like, where he's running protectively instead of running instinctively, because he doesn't want to put the ball on the ground again, you know, and he did last week. So it's a fine line they're trying to walk. I know you guys had McDaniels on earlier, and he preached it to us this week, and he preached it to you guys, and nobody wants to hear it, but there's just some patience. Like, they didn't spend a ton of time in pads. Josh mentioned that, like, you know, it's time on task, it's time in pads. And when you think about how they ran this summer, and you know that they just haven't done a ton of it, so they that's an area that's clearly lagging. We'll see if they can get it up to speed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mike, checked out your podcast. I saw that you had Nick Underhill from NewOrleans.football. Yeah, he does a nice job. What did you learn about the Saints from your chat with Nick Underhill from NewOrleans.football, and especially their defense and what kind of problems it may give the Patriots?
So the way they play defense under Brandon Staley, the defensive coordinator, obviously comes from the Fangio tree and was a failed head coach for the Chargers, is they don't want to get beat over the top. So, the problem with that is they don't change really. So they'll pick you apart. You'll just allow an 8-yard completion after an 8-yard completion after an 8-yard completion and feel proud of it because they made you drive 12 plays for 75 yards and you scored a touchdown. When they say, well, you didn't give up the big play, that's been sort of their MO. Their other problem this year has been, and they thought it was going to be a strength, is their ability to stop the run. They can't stop the run. So once again, you know, last week I said, if you can't run against the Bills, who can you run against? Well, now we're in another spot where if you can't run against the Saints, you know, who can you run against? It seems like there are some opportunities there. And I'll give you the other one. Spencer Rattler, and I watched three of their games to get ready for this week. He's playing pretty good. I'm not telling you he's Drake May, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, not telling you any of that, but like he's playing at a competent level. And it's actually funny talking to Nick. He's like, they're going to be in this situation where they're probably not going to win a lot of games. They drafted Tyler Shuck in the second round. And at some point, they're going to want to see if Shuck can play. But it's not as if Rattler's not, at least to this point, hasn't done anything to lose the job. But he plays with that sort of – he's a risk aversion, if you will. And it's kind of like at some point, you might have to just let it go and try to make some plays here. And, you know, then we'll see. But – there's some pieces around him. Certainly the receiving corps is pretty good, tight end and wide receiver.
Do you know, Mike, that their top two wide receivers do not have one X play, one explosive play all season? Like it's so to prove your point, it is the quintessential dink and dunk offense.
Yeah, and he was talking like because Chris Olave is a name that comes up as a potential trade target, and he's had concussion history issues and like – Nick didn't. He was just saying, like, he's the best player on the team by far. And if I was him, based on where they are in this rebuild, I'd want to go because I'm not going to get them. People are going to look at me and go, well, you know, no explosive to your point. You know, he had, I think it was a 10 catch game earlier this year for 57 yards. And it's like he's better than that. He's more like Garrett Wilson than than the numbers that he's putting up. And it doesn't seem like he's going to get that opportunity there. They could be a team that picks in the top three and ends up drafting a quarterback, you know, in this next go round. So who knows? But like, a good player, and they just it's check down city. It's wide receiver screens. It's little crossers, but it's nothing vertical.
Vrabel needs to chat him up before the game. Chat him up. Hey,
I would. Hey, you know what? I really like your work. Yeah, bud. I really like it.
Mike, before we let you go, real quick, I want to ask you a question that I asked Fitzy to lead off the show. Which
Patriot not named Drake May has become the most important player to this team 5 games into the new season?
Steph Diggs.
Ooh, that's where we landed as well. Thank you, Mike Giardi. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
Take it easy, guys.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.